Okay, good vach, good morning, everybody. We're holding here in Perichov Gimel. He's Barlacha, ki efshaloima, shirak moisha, miyuchad la Torah. Behine is lishal shelatsuma oid. So basically, it said before that only Moshe could be the one that could be Mekabel Torah. So now he asked the following question. So how is it shayach that something which is seichel pashut should be misyachid to a human being? So to say that there's any one human being who is miyuchid to Torah, L'churi says that can't be. In other words, no matter how much we'll talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, we're still not going to be able to say that Torah is miyuchet to a person. That's his shaila. That's what he's going to try to answer. There's a word he uses here, seichel pashut, and it's a word that I want to discuss a little bit later, as soon as he gets into it. But there's a key word. He says, how can we say Madregas HaTorah, she's seichel pashut? How could that be shaykh to Moshe? When we see a little bit further in, I'll try to explain it. So he brings the famous Chazal in the Gemara. Halachetz hayam oma eni modi, halachetz hatoim oma loik bihi, shenema betoim oma loik bihi, halachetz avadim v'moves, omru bazneinu shamanu shima. Chazef ha-gashprach v'oma chipasi chol oyun loim atzasiyah. Oma loy lechetz ben Amram, halachetz ben Amram, oma loy teru shenasal ha-gashprach ha-echen hu, oma loy v'chi ma ani shet ha-gashprach ter al yodi, oma gashprach ha-moy shebadoyat. Amar the fun of Amar the fun of Bunchel, Chem the Gnuzi Eschashat Mishashab of Hoyim, and the Asik Tavil Atsmi, Uncas Rahomoja Hoylumi Atis Atsmucha Tikal Shimcha, Shnema Zichut as Majabi. Oh, long Chazal with the subtle looking around for Torah and then saying it's by Moshe and so on. So now he's going to explain the Chazal Kedarkoi. Bira Beze, Kia Sutton Shumikatrik are called Maise, Hoyimikatrik Kabbalah Satira. So the first thing, this kitrug, the sultan's job is to present the other side of something. I want to explain this. We think of the sultan. One thing of the sultan is to entice people to do averis, but you have a sultan in the cases like Eov, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to have this discussion with Eov, with the Sultan. Hey, do you see anybody's big tzaddik? Nobody bigger than him, so on and so forth. Well, what's the pshat in that? Well, what's that whole? So the answer is, in this world, things, the emes stands out when you have very clear contrast. Lamashal, one of the reasons why the Yerushalmi is so difficult to learn is there are very few havaminas in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is memris, but there's no Shaka Vataria. So a lot of the information that we get about something that is from what's not. We say, you know, I could have thought like this. No, you can't think that's because of this. I could have thought like this. No, you can't think because of this. You always are oimer on the emes by defining it vis-a-vis the sheker. So just like a black letter stands out much more sharply against a white background than it does against a gray background, and it's the sharpness of the contrast that gives the emes. So too, the toiv in this world stands out as toiv by the when and if the sultan tries the mekatrig and he doesn't succeed. So the kitrug of the sultan really is to give the other side of it. So when somebody says a shtigl teira, and people try to ask on it, and they're shown that the kasha is not a kasha, the more that happens, and a lot of times that pronounces the Torah a lot, the Shtigl Torah said a lot stronger. So there's always this maso matan of knocking out alternatives. So if I come and I say, Avoisai, I've got this wonderful tzaddik, he's named Eov. It's very, very nice. But when the Satan comes and attacks Eov and doesn't succeed, Eov stands out much more strongly. So here also, the Satan's job is to be mekatrig, because the gilui of Toiv and Emes comes always with the kitrug and the rebuttal of the kitrug. And if they can't rebuttal the kitrug, then really you have to reinforce again the emes, because then the emes is vague. The emes is not sharply contrasted, and it's gray. So the kitrug is actually 50% of the way in which we mark emes is through the kitrug. The same way, like on a witness stand, if a witness tells a story, he's somewhat believable. If a witness tells a story and he's cross-examined and he doesn't budge in the cross-examination, that's where the story becomes very firm. So mitzarechor, a person has a dveikus in mitzad is the shama kadosh baruch hu, v'yesh lechibal tachtoinim mitzad gufa chamri, u'mitzad dveikus sheyesh al yoinim ein lemekatig al ha'teira. So the chelik ha'odom basher, that the odom has a chelik ha'imimal less man the polig, that is roya to all sorts of dvar malokim. So Moshe, in the phase of being kula in elyon, there's no problem. How could a person reach out to Madrega is not a kasha, because the Madrega of Elyonim exists in a person. So there's no immediate kitchen to that. In other words, Torah Hechenu doesn't mean that, you know, I don't know where Torah is. It was more of a taina, how in the world could Torah exist there? Torah Hechenu means like, look at where it is. So let's discuss a little bit this musik of Seichel Poshet, which is going to be the point of, he's going to explain how he looks for things and so on and so forth. We think things that exist in two possible phases. One of the ways of measuring or describing things that exist, we speak of Poshet and we speak of Murkov. In other words, there are basic blocks. So Lamashal, in science, you look for the most basic block there is in the world. So it used to be atoms, then it was particles, quarks, whatever it is, we're looking for some nekuda that cannot be subdivided, versus most everything we have is a combination of things. Now, things that can't be subdivided are be'etzem, they exist as such forever. In other words, it is what it is, what it is, and there's no way in which anything can happen to it, because it is totally pashut. And it's a metzias. Anything, now, the vast majority of items that we experience are a combination of different particles, different atoms, different molecules, and so on. And those all have, they don't have any particular essence, because the metzias happens to be a mikra, a tzira of two different things. And they disintegrate, they fall apart at some point. Some more stable, less stable, and so on. Let's take a second area, very different, but the same idea. The amitius in the world, the things that are emis, we look at as axioms, and axioms are supposed to be essential emises in the world. As we can combine these axioms and say if A is true and B is true, then probably C is true, and so on. And I build on these axioms, I build up all sorts of new things that are true. The axioms never change, can't be reduced to anything further, and somewhere along the line, we understand these as being essential truths. things that are made by a combination of factors, we look at them as the truth expressing itself in a particular case. So let's say I come up with an axiom about human behavior and economics. I then explain a certain situation as being a combination of this point, this point, this point. But that particular situation, the war years when you did this and this, it's a particular case. It can or cannot be true. It has that 100% vados, and as a case in its own right, it's only a particular case of something and so on and so forth. That's the difference between Pashut and Murkav. Pashut means it cannot be reduced further. It is an essential truth, and it's an emes be'etzim. And then there are things that adapt themselves to mikra, and they are a combination of different factors. Let's take an example in a completely other area, but closer, I think, to what he's talking about, and I think we'll understand it that way. Let's take the difference between anyone who's learned in yeshiva and learned lamdas, and then learned halacha lemaisa. A person learns Reb Chaim al Rambam, that's his main sefer, and then he learns tshuva svarim. So there's something extremely frustrating for a person, because Reb Chaim expresses essential truths. They can't be boiled down. There's two dinim, and that's the way it is. Chok v'lo yavar, and it has sort of a quality to it as being boiling something down to the most essential essence, and it cannot be reduced. You can make exceptions. It is what it is. This is it. A tshuva sefer has a certain element of a combination of factors. Because it's like this, and it's like this, it's near like this, it seems to be open-ended, it could be a little more flexible, it's not saying an eternal essential truth, and so on. And that's usually the difference between the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, two different sfarim in what they are. So one of them is Pashut, the Seichel HaPashut, where you're talking about essential core truths. And one is, in this case, this is how the pieces come around. One is called Seichel Pashut, or Seichel Murkav. Because we live in a world that's Murkav, so even we, when we have a student who can only think of, you know, if his thinking is more practical, you know, and in this case, maybe it should be more machmir, in this case, it should be mekel, but doesn't get it what it means when you're talking about a yesod and a lumdis and ikar adin and things like that, we see it as being a weaker brain, kind of. It's not something that's teifis, the essence. In the Mir, when Reb Nachum spoke, when, you know, the opposite of a lamdin, if somebody said something that was like kind of not lumdis, and he tries to say, Reb Nachum would say something along the lines, as a praktischer, he's a practical person. Which was a way of saying, okay, you know, you're kind of making do in a certain situation. You're not attacking a fundamental. Torah itself, so the amitios in the world, we understand, because our mind is a neshama, which is pure and essential, and it's a guf also. So our thinking process is not pure, abstract, ruchnistic, it's a combination. We see things through the lens of our guf as well. There's no way we can shake it off. And that's why we have a terrible problem of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea that there is nothing I can think about it. It's pure essential. I can say the words. I can tell you the lambdas of what the Asha Al Ken, you're not allowed to say this and that. But to say that I feel comfortable and have my hands around it, I certainly do not have my hands around it. So Seichel Pashut, it's one of the reasons why somebody who's big and a deep person, you sometimes ask him something, he has a hard time explaining himself. And he sees it as a fundamental truth, you don't. So Torah's, the Seichel of Torah, the Amitis of Torah, belongs to the class of things that are called Pashut. The Amitis of, but for us, we're more Kovim. And therefore, Lechur, there's no way where a person should be Etzem B'Shach to Torah. I certainly can gain from Torah. I certainly can get more, you know, things out of it. But Lemaisa, I can't. Lemaisa, I can't be oimid on the. I can't say that any human being has started with it. Vama Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that was the Satan Skitrik. The Satan Skitrik was Torah Bamitusa is Seichel Poshet. Where in the world does Avshaychis with people? It cannot have a place in this world. I mean, people can be mekayim it and keep it and learn it. It's wonderful, but as no mokum it. Avoma Kadosh Baruch Hu says al aretz ketachtonim shem yichus el atayra she seichel pashut v'kashay ma'ayin v'aretz azi amr l'kim heven darka pirish. So the first place you look for is maybe the aretz itself. Aretz seems to be a site pashut, and you make things out of the aretz, make bricks out of it, you plant trees, but the aretz seems to be fundamental. Pirish ke aretz afshe yisayit pashut mekom kol yichus el atayra. It's not that pashut. V'kach amr l'kim shu nivda l'gamri yedea darka v'ein la'aretz shum yichus el atayra she seichel pashut. So the arts, maybe because the arts, you make the plants and the trees and the bricks and the stones and everything else, that's not. But the yam, maybe not. The yam seems to be kind of one thing without much more in it. So the yam is not mono, homogenous, is not one thing, it's a combination. The im shaynik ma'arat sheyishav olam, boy kolan mitzayin lekachin a pashu mayam. The im shayam bevareis a pashu arat. We komokar mayam in a pashu legamri neshesh bevareis adogim shemur kavim. Okay, halach it's a tohaim shetachs arat zubayin a shaykol zeh. So tohaim is a more fundamental dagger, but the morale is pointing out it's degrees from the complex to the simple. That's how it's working. The car is a person of Sasha's Hotel, she's Seho Posh. Vim calls them a lay behi, give a common cram, income cheats, we call the call. She efshash lele rechak mugbal, the enzap cheatus, kikola shu mugbal in a posh at the gamri. Ivadnu mobus omer was named Shamana, Pirish. So what's Uvadnu mobus? Like, it's like a very strange array of items that he went to. Aretz, Yam, Tahoim, and Ivadnu mobus. What's Ivadnu mobus? Like, where did Ivad Namavis come into the picture? Pirish. Ivad Namavis was Siluk Hanivra Hamurka, Bechayzav Shisholoi. The Bria in the world that is the Bria that reduces everything to Pshitos is called Ivadin and Mavis. And one would assume that Ivadin and Mavis as such reduces everything to its Yesoida Yesoidas. That's what Ivadin and Mavis is. So maybe the side of Pshitas lies in Vadna Mavis. It's the process, the very process where everything gets reduced to its primary components. That process is a Pshitas. V'zena machav yishnik Vadna Mavis b'shvil ki chayim yishnik shunera kol tzura v'upayshet tzura v'lev yishtura v'nika chayim yishnik Vadna Mavis. We would refer this ki osibas a Vadna Mavis kashadav z'yadua. In other words, let's take an example. Let's say quark is the most fundamental particle that will ever be discovered, whatever it is. So that's the particle that everything. So when we speak about things disintegrating, they disintegrate because the atoms, the quarks, have stopped being attached to each other. So that's called Ivadnu Mavis, that first, because that's the cause of all Ivadnu Mavis, in the fact that it goes back to its essential original form. So they're already close in a certain sense. So even the Chaim Rishon is not there quite. It certainly is a better candidate. And the Maral points out, as you go to each stage, their sense of possible connection to it becomes closer and closer. Umitchila zacha haaretz atzma v'achakach zacha hayam sh'al haaretz achach zacha toim sh'tach haaretz v'zacha loim atachten achach zacha chayim arishin sh'ben husak v'nika avad mavis. So this is explanation of the Chazal about how and why and where the Satan was looking for it. One. Now, v'oyeshefarish sh'oil v'avadno gehenim. In other words, it doesn't mean that Shel Vavadin is Gehenim and he's looking for Torah in Gehenim. Kator etzem ha-metzias. By Gehenim is aheda. By a Torah matzilim dinas Gehenim. But doesn't aspire. In other words, he's saying here another pasul pshat. Avadin and Mavis is could mean Gehenim, not in the sense that Torah is in Gehenim, it makes no sense, but Avadin and Mavis are shayach to a metzias, which is beyond, it's shayach to a metzias that belongs to that. It might be a zel umazer, but heder and existence, when two things are perfectly aligned opposites, they are of a common denominator. So existence and non-existence have something in common much more than complex existence and essential existence. Essential existence and complex existence don't have in common with essential existence and essential non-existence. So in a certain sense, Gehenim would be that. V'yesh tefarish ki mashmo masha oma avad namo v'zoma zeno shemano shimo hainu ha-heder ha-dovek b'nim tzoyim. Ki b'nim tzoyim dolek ha-heder b'hem. And this is, I think, a variation on what he says over there, that means everything in the world carries in its boundaries what it's not. In other words, everything in the world is defined by what it is and what it's not. So in the what it's not of everything, there is something that is everything. In other words, when I want to say, identify Reuven, so I'll say Reuven is tall. So that means, as opposed to being not tall, Reuven is smart, Reuven is stupid, Reuven is this, Reuven is that. So I by drawing boundaries and identifying what it's not, I'm also bringing out a certain nekuda like that. And he calls this the header that's dovek to Mitzrayim. The ain a header by Rechim Mugbel, fikr om azen shoran shima. Avol ain v'teyre she metziya shayach by a header, shuhefech se. So same idea. It doesn't mean that in the non-existence itself is it, but it is of the same type where you can reflect Teyre in it. And he brings on the bottom here a Yishtals Suva Drush Ala Torah, where the Guf versus Neshama, but it's the same idea. Okay, the Satan went to look for all the different things. So he says the Dov Nifla. His answer we said ma'ani, basically was the right answer that made him roy for that. Let's talk a little bit about this point. Someone once asked me a long time ago, I was cruising with somebody, it was Neshe Torah actually, a Bacha, and he was one of these people that was constantly self-reflecting to the point of, navel-gazing and constantly into it. So he decided he's going to be Chayke V'derish, what is Anava? So the fact that he thinks about himself trying to be an Anava, is that not Anava? Is it not Anava? The longer you talk, the more, the less you gain clarity, that type of personality, whatever. I told him a mashal. I said, let me give you a mashal. Basketball players are not known to be big Anava. I'm not that familiar, but Tachlis, he's busy with doing this, that, the other thing. Fine. I want to tell you something. When he's playing basketball, and he's in it, and it's a very tense game, he thinks about nothing but the basketball. It's not the pshat. He thinks he's roy, is not roy, he's gonna make, not gonna make. He doesn't think about himself at all. He's kol kuli davuk in the basketball. When I help somebody else, so I self-reflect a little bit. When a mother is working with a child, her mind is totally wrapped around the child. There is no self-reflection. It's all the child. The real anava means that there is no reflection and thought about self in the process. You are completely caught up in the process. One of the things that makes children a very pleasant sight, when you see a kid having fun on a trip or something like that, there's something about it where there's no sense of self. The kid is thrilled with the ride, and it's called kuloi thrill. There is no. As an adult, you don't have the ability so much to lose yourself in an experience. And b'meila, it's sort of there's always another piece of yourself that's inside there. A child can lose himself. So the anava of Moshe Rabbeinu means that it had no shaychus to self. He was kuloi thinking of the svara. Cooler thinking of the understanding, cooler thinking of the lumdus. There was no mitzias of self in it. So a person who is not an anav is constantly, his own process is constantly involved in it. This, by the way, one of the conundrums or one of the reasons why you can't measure something and get a perfect answer in different aspects and like in quantum physics and so on, is because the measuring itself is automatically an interference with the thing itself. The way to measure something, you need some contact. So you shoot a beam of light at something and it reflects off. Anytime you, in order for you to measure something, there has to be you involved. So the fact that you're absorbing somebody's energy, when I take somebody's temperature, so be'etzem, the thermometer I'm sticking into the mouth affects your temperature. Now it's a fraction of minute. It's not relevant on the mice, but tachlis, there's no way if I put my hand on your forehead to see how hot it is, my hand has had an effect on your forehead. So lemaisa, it's same thing's true when Seichel Adam comes in contact with Torah, there's some involvement in Seichel Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was totally an onav, ma'ani, mi'ani, that was made him roy for that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the point. In other words, his answer is the answer that is the right answer, so to speak. That's exactly what Chazal are telling us. אין כאן להר חייסים עם אלו, כי עצם החונס מוישה תורם, אשר יפושה גם מכל. והווין, כל אחד מוישה לראשון, כי אורץ אין בו פשיטוס לגמרי, זאת אומרת, כי מייבן דרכו, כלום ישן התורם שייך תחתנים כלל, די ים, זאת איני מודי, לא יהיו אימא שאין השייך תחתנים. He just says, כבר שמר אורץ, because its answer was a little closer. You're saying, I don't have it, but I'm שייך to possibly. ותאים אמרה, לא ביהו, כי פירוש איני מודי כמו שאתה חכם בכל מקום כמוי ובן אין לו, אין לו. כלומר שאין לו כלל לא בן, לא שום זרע. ומילס אין משהו של גמורה, שאין לו שום דבר. ולא ביהי, שם התהויים, it's not saying that I have no שייכס, it happens not to be by me. אבל שאול מבד נאמר, אז נהנה שם אנשים כמו שנספיה, that they're already שייך to it, they at least can hear it. ולפי כל מה שתקור את הרשמי, כבדו וזה אתה רואה למוישה, Sahasu Mikhase Lach to Karatar is Moshe Kloima, a Tavish Rule Moshe befrat for Shalohi. Lulodam Boilam, Mitsarhanosi Zois, a Dvermel Vorm Brurum, the Maven de Vekochma, Hochme Sasa Hochme, Elsha Sakhov, Omigirats. This is an extraordinary way of learning up the Chazal. Once you see the way you learned it up, it's really astounding, what Chazal is saying and so on. And he's. And the way he touches it, what the debate was, the role of the Satan as a Mekatrig, the different elements in the world, and their ability to be Sech Satira, and finally what Moshe Rabbeinu's Maile is. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any points, questions? Okay, good.
If the Yam is more Pashut, then the Tehaim is more Pashut, so wouldn't we have thought there should be an organism in the Yam or the Tehaim that's more roi to Torah than an organism on land?
So the truth is, we mitzad, well, he speaks about it, the next parak will speak about, but Adam mitzad, what I need to do in order to have a Sechel Pashut is not, I don't need to create it in me, I need to strip away my guf. As a person is magbil his guf, the neshama comes out, the neshama is chelka kaimimal. So in the avoid of kedusha, where it's a miut of a physicality, I automatically bring out a ruchnius. When I demolish a building, nothing is constructed, a demolition is not going to do it, and yet when I work on curbing my physical appetites, I bring out a ruchnistic aside to myself. That's because I have it in myself. So Adam Betzim has it within him. It's locked into a world of chayma.
What's the nekuda that another is miyuchad to tachtonim?
He's going to speak about it. I'll talk. Like the next parak, we'll see more about it. Why another is miyuchad tachtonim? Part of it is because mashal ma'adava doyma. If somebody is, if somebody has means of his own and somebody else is investing with him, I don't feel so much, even though the other person invests a lot of money, I still feel it's me, mine. When I have nothing and everything is borrowed, so I could declare that it's come from somewhere else. Anything that could that I have in me that is not shayach to the world, to physical world, must become somewhere else. So the ultimate, because my chitzainius, because is a bri of this world, anything that I have other than that is called kulei lemal. I think that that's a pshat.